Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.
The National League by the Sporting News. Here's your kickoff, Groza. Rooting for the Browns, and your world championship game is underway. That's all the way to the goal line, 24, Jack Christensen. He's to be Lion 10, 15, and then upended by Chuck Noll, number 65 of the Cleveland Browns. Big pileup over there. The screen at present is a flank back, Doak Walker. He's way out to the left side of the Lion backfield. Bobby Lane, number 22, the quarterback in at the center. And the give goes to Bowman. Look at him, he's in the middle. That's the big fullback over the 40 to the 50 into Brown territory and down to the Brown 33-yard line. Down 33. 50 yards by fullback Bowman. That's a flip pass to number 34. The fumble is recovered by the Johnny Kissel of the Cleveland Browns. He's down to the Lion 40-yard line. Whistles are blowing, however, stilling the action. Lou Carpenter, number 34, fumbled that flip pass. It was recovered by Big John Kissel, 6'3", 238-pounder from Boston College. However, it is a dead ball as of right there, and the Browns will take over. First and 10 on their own 37. There's the great Otto Graham at quarterback. Standard tight tee, the left end split a little bit. That's his first pass intercepted by linebacker Joe Schmidt of the Detroit Lions, and he is upended at the Cleveland Brown 35-yard line. Boy, what football, Schmidt. Linebacker for the Detroit Lions. This action started with a 50-yard dash on the part of fullback Bill Bowman of Detroit. This is Lane. He faked to Walker. Lane passing. Running deep. Oh! An incomplete pass intended for Doran Dibble. Down on the Cleveland Brown 5-yard line. Tommy James was the number 42 that you saw guarding him down that way. Lions at number 23, Jug Gerard, is a split right end. Doak Walker is flanked to the left side of the backfield. That's Bobby Lane, number 22. And the pass is thrown to Luke Carpenter. Carpenter is finally caught from behind by John Kissel, number 72. You recall it was Kissel just a moment ago who recovered the fumble lateral thrown to Carpenter. And a shoe has come off Luke Carpenter, number 34. The game carried to the Cleveland Brown 33-yard line. Pickup of two, third down, eight on the Brown 33. And number 14, Hunchy Hornschmeyer, has come into the Detroit Lion backfield. Number 83, Jim Duran, is a flank back to the left side of the Detroit Lion backfield. Lane looking for somebody on the delay, runs. And he came over the 30, down to about the 28, before that man Kissel. See that 72? Doak Walker, number 37, the second highest scorer in the National Football League this year, trying a field goal. And we have to wait for the call. And the official rules that Doak Walker's field goal is good. Kicking off for the Detroit Lions. Deep safeties are Hanulak and Reynolds. Number 44 is Hanulak. 46 Reynolds took the kick. That's the 20, 25, 30, 35 to the end. Look at this. That's Doak Walker, number 37. And he slowed him up just enough. The only man between Reynolds and Pater was Doak Walker of the Lions, and he slowed him up just enough to allow Jim Kane to hold. And it'll be Browns ball, first and 10 on the Lion 41-yard line. 51. That gesture is made by Graham to ask the crowd to be quiet. The give goes to number 30. That's Mari Bassett, the rookie fullback. The stop made by Laverne Torgerson, linebacker, number 53. 6'1", 215 pounder from Washington State. Back to the right side of the ground backfield by about 20 yards is Dub Jones, number 40. And this is 26th Ray Renfro trying the center of that Detroit line. And I imagine you're well aware of the fact that a fellow named Les Bingaman holds sway in there, 335 pounds. Your flank back to the top side of your screen, left side of the ground backfield is Renfro. This is Graham looking for someone. And he likes to run. Look at this. Now Graham throwing. And it is an incompleted forward pass. Broken up by Jack Christensen and intended for Darryl Brewster, number 88. Cleveland. All you need to do is keep your eye on the official. 15 of them. That is the sign given for an ineligible receiver downfield. Tremendous yardage now. Renfro is this time flanked to the right side of the Brown backfield. The flip pass goes to Dub Jones, number 40. And he's out of bounds, about at midfield. Again, they have a good deal of yardage. Horace Gillum is in there to do the punting for the Cleveland Browns. Your twin safeties downfield. Jack Christensen and number 23, Jeb Gerard. The punt is headed for Gerard, who gives the sign for a fair catch on the Lion 5-yard line, or very close to it. And we have a good deal of time to play. A personal foul sign given by the officials, and it also, along with it, carries a first down for the Cleveland Browns on the Detroit Lion 35-yard line. It's from Tulane. Otto Graham, number 14, who maintains that this is to be his final game in professional football. The flip pass to Bassett, who fell, and was immediately called upon by Jim David, the key that you're viewing now. This is Otto Graham looking for somebody. Renfro is racing down there deep. That's Renfro, number 26.
Johnny Kissel and Mike McCormick. Again, flank right off your screen. The two backs are Hornschmeyer and Bowman. The give goes to Noah. Faked beautifully. Hamlin got tripped up by Kissel, number 72, Catlin, number 50, and Walt Michaels, number 34. They were all in there to spill lane as he seemed to slip just a little bit. The loss back to the 40-yard line. There's that pass to Dibble, who drops the ball. Dorn Dibble trying to hook in. Couldn't hang on to it. He was covered by Tommy James and Ken Cones. Cones is number 22, and Tommy James wears number 42. They are defensive backs for the Cleveland Browns. Hanulak, and the other is Reynolds. Here's a zooming punt upfield. Number 46, Reynolds calling for the fair catch on the Cleveland Brown 23. 52 is Frank Gatzke bending over that ball for the Cleveland Browns. Straight up tee with the ends in tight. Graham. 85 racing at him. That's Sherwin Gandy. He evades Gandy and then evades James. And Graham is up to the 20, 30, 35, and then out of bounds. Now it might be ruled that Graham stepped out of bounds in the vicinity of the 30-yard line. Jimmy Kane finally rolled him out up around the 40, but the officials ruled that he stepped out of bounds right about at the 30-yard line. 56 at the end of the line is linebacker Schmidt. That's Bassett. He booms. Finally held by Joe Schmidt and Jack Christensen and number 21 Karilovitz, and that'll be a first down for the Cleveland Browns out on the Cleveland Brown 38-yard line. Good. Ready to go. Graham gives off to Dub Jones, number 40. And again, he tries the center of that line. You can see how difficult that is. Gil Mames, number 72, one of the men in there to make the tackle. And down on the bottom again, here's Les Bingaman. BT, the left hand is split just a little bit. It's Darryl Brewster. Graham going down the middle, and it is intercepted and then out of bounds. Now, do they allow the interception? Did he have possession? Yes, they do. You saw the sign, first down for the Detroit Lions, and I think it was Jimmy David. That's Jimmy, number 25. Or it could have been Jack Christensen. They're both there. Jack Christensen, number 24, is given credit for the interception. It went out of bounds in his possession. Therefore, it is Detroit's ball, first and 10 on their own 31. Flank back to the near side is Doak Walker, Bobby Lane. Intercepted by John Paul of the Cleveland Browns, number 20. He's down to the Lions 20, to the 15, he's to the 10, and Hershey Horsfire, number 14, and the passer himself, Bobby Lane, did a high and low job on Don Paul to stop him, just shy of the goal line. He's inside the 10, about to the Lion 8-yard line. Number 14 at quarterback, fumble in there, tremendous pressure put on by Les Bingaman, number 65. And it looks as though we'll wait for the official sign. Yes, Graham was able to recover his own fumble. And goal to go on the Lions' 10-yard line. Lavelli is split wide. This is Graham looking for somebody. And he hits his man down there on the three, and he's in. Touchdown! Beautiful reception. Joe Schmidt made the tackle, but he was able to get right back up and keep going. Darryl Brewster, number 88 of the Cleveland Browns, snared the pass on the three, was knocked off his feet by Joe Schmidt, spun around and dove into the end zone. Bill Stitz was unable to stop him. And we'll watch Groza try the point after touchdown. And the kick is good. It's 14-3. Gerard in the end zone, over the 5, that's the 10, 15. And Don Paul, number 20, was the man who seemed to take off. First and 10 on the line, 18. And here is Horchmeyer, number 14. And there's that fellow Don Paul, number 20. And Walt Michaels, number 34, also in there. Now down and 11 on their own 17. Doak Walker is flanked right off your picture, way out to the left. That's Lane, number 22. And blocked, incomplete. completed ball and pass, Carlton Massey, number 82, was the big fella who zoomed in there. Now you've got a flank back in the split right end. Lane looking for somebody. Over the middle, incompleted pass. It was intended for number 14, Punchy Hornsquire. Safety's downfield about on the Cleveland Brown 45. Chet Hanulak and Bill Reynolds. It is number 46, Reynolds, on the receiving end. At midfield, a good block thrown by Hanulak. Puts him down to the 45. He's still in bounds. He might have a shot at it. He's down to the 15. That's Reynolds, and finally is upended on a good tackle by Jug Gerard, the man who did the kicking. What a fine run by Billy Reynolds, number 46 of the Cleveland Browns. Here is a youngster who played his college football at Pitt. Turned down a chance to go to Notre Dame, said he would rather be, thought it would be more fun if he could play with a team that was ever to beat Notre Dame. And he did. A great block in there, wonderful sideline blocking, so it's now the Browns' ball, first and 10, on the Detroit Lion 13. 46 yards on that return by Billy Reynolds of the Cleveland Browns. Here is the give to Renfro, who was tripped up in his own backfield. Team the Detroit Lions 3. Here's the big man Bassett. That's the Lion 10. Still on his feet at the 5. And is finally held by Laverne Torgerson, number 53, the linebacker. At about 1 on the Lion 4. Watching Graham. Fake. And there's his pass. This is Renfro. And out of bounds, about at the 3-yard line. Much to go for a first down. Browns ball, fourth and less than a yard on the Lion, not quite the Lion 3-yard line. And time running out here in the first quarter, unofficially. Watch your Cleveland Browns. Renfro is flanked out to the left side. Graham, the quarterback. Bassett, number 30. The other back is Reynolds. That's Reynolds. Well, he made the first down. He did make the first down. So it'll be first down and goal to go for the Browns. And there's the gun, marking the end of the first quarter. And we'd like to remind you that today's Pro Championship football game is coming to you from Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. Bassett. First and goal to go. Here go the Browns. And a quarterback sneak. Otto Graham. That's a touchdown. And the kick is good. Off for the Browns. Same deep safeties. Well, that went right between the uprights and hit on the pitching mound here at Cleveland's Municipal Stadium. 34, Lou Carpenter, and 33, Bill Bowman. That's Lou Carpenter, 34, carrying. Look at the hole. He's out in the open, up to the 40. Carpenter, over the 50. Can he get away from number 22? No, riding him to earth like a bucking bronco is Kenny Collins. Leon Hart with a good block down there that sprung Carpenter loose over the midfield marker and deep into Cleveland Brown territory. 10 for the Lions on the Cleveland Brown 27. Keeping his lane on the option play out of a split tee, Don Colo was the number 70 you saw on the outside for Cleveland. And number 80 is Len Ford, who over there to make the contact, along with Tom Catlin, number 50. Again, we have Jim Doran split a flank to the left side. This is Lane looking for somebody. Number 82, Leon Hart. And the officials wave incomplete forward pass. Incompleted forward pass. He did not have possession on 26. Jim Doran is again flanked to the left side of the Lion backfield. There's your split tee play, and Lane keeps. Ducked in for a couple of yards. Mike McCormick, number 74. 5 on the Brown 22. Jug Girard has come into the ball game, number 23, replacing number 82, Leon Hart. Now, Girard is running offensively at a right halfback. Darn is a flank back to the left side or top side of your screen. This is Lane again with a split. There's a lateral to Doak Walker. Walker over the 20. Still on his feet, dives over the 15 and is out of bounds. Well, about on the 14-yard line. Or Cleveland Browns 21, Detroit Lions 3. We're in the second quarter. Lots of time. Lane on a quarterback sneak. The left side of the Lion backfield. Split right end is Jug Girard. This is Lane. And hitting the goal backfield is not there. By number 50, Tom Catlin, is Bill Bowman. Now, Catlin is a linebacker. An All-American from Oklahoma. 6'1", 210 pounds. And he just shot the gap that time. He went storming in. And when the linebackers commit themselves in that fashion, there are many expressions that football players use to describe it. Sometimes they'll call it red dogging, sometimes blitzing, lots of different names. Anyway, the loss goes back to the 23-yard line. Loss of 12 yards and 19. And the pass is good. Down on the Cleveland Brown 5-yard line to Dorn Dibble, number 87. Right in the middle between the defensive halfbacks. Dibble went sailing up into the air and pulls it down about, well, it's inside the Cleveland Brown 5. Just about that much for that first down. Not quite to the Brown 4. Fourth down and about a half a yard. In the quarterback, 34 Carpenter, 33 Bowman. That's Bowman, 33. He's to the 5. Bowman scores for Detroit. And the kick is good. The Detroit Lions. Grabbing is 46, Reynolds, he's to the 25, 30. And hit and held about on the Brown 32-yard line. O'Graham with a straight T backfield. The ends split just a little bit, a yard or two. Graham elects to keep, left out of the open. Slips and falls on his own 38-yard line. Final game. Darryl Brewster is a split left end. He's right off your screen. And the give goes to the big fella Bassett, who is tripped up by number 74, Bob Miller, as he came over the line of scrimmage. Bassett fell forward over the 40, about to the 41. Otto Graham starting things for the Clevelanders. And the give goes to Bassett. And Bassett is really taken care of. Well, third down and, or fourth down and 3. And Gillum is in there to punt. Deep safeties again. Our Jug Girard, number 23. Girard calling for the fair catch between the 15 and the 20. The first man to him was Tom Catlin, number 50 of the Cleveland Browns. For now, Cleveland Browns, 21, the Detroit Lions, 10. And his pass is completed to the aforementioned Lou Carpenter, who is out of bounds, about at the 25. Five-man line in there. A 5-2-4 is their defensive allotment right now. Here is Lane with a quick flip pass to his fullback, Bowman, and Bowman barrels over one tackler and comes out about to the Lion 30-yard line. Garin is a flank back to the left side. The give goes to Lou Carpenter, who spun away from Len Ford and came forward about to the 35-yard line. Garin again is flanked to the left side of the Lion backfield. Lane looking for somebody, and the ball pulled out of his grasp. McCormick, number 74, the 6'4", 248-pounder from Kansas, gave all of us a sample of this tremendous football that you see played in the National Football League. Control game and started at a tackle. The give going straight ahead to halfback Renfro, number 26. Got T with the ends in. Good fake. Graham still has the ball. Number 14. That's a rollout. And his pass is on the And I believe it was Darryl Brewster, number 88. And again, it's quarterback Graham trying that quarterback sneak. He may have picked up a yard or two. An 8-3 for the put up by the Detroit Lions. And watch the Browns. Graham still carrying, rolling out, chasing his number 76. Can't get it. Graham scores. Walker, number 37. Now, headed for the uprights. Walker comes under the uprights. That's the Doker. I beg your pardon, that's 23, Girard. And he goes as far as the 15. Hit and held by Chuck Noel, number 65. Right in. And the give goes to the big fullback. One, two, three of the Browns in there to stop Bill Bowman, number 82. Was in there to slow down the interference. Carlton Massey and Dope Walker split outside, a flank rather, to the left side. This is Lane throwing, and he's got his man. That's Jim Doran, and he's down immediately about on the Lion 33-yard line. Watching Lane. There's his pass, and he hits Dope Walker. Walker on the Lion 39-yard line is immediately hit and spilled by Mike McCormick, a middle guard. Split right end is 23, Girard. Lane looking for a target and finds it in Lou Carpenter. Carpenter tries to change direction and is floored by Kenny Konst, number 22. Split right end is Girard. Lane looking for a target. And hits his target up and intercepted by Walt Michaels, the linebacker for the Cleveland Browns, and he's down to about the Lions 31-yard line. Watching him, Otto looking for somebody. This one's going to go all the way, running for it, and scores. What a sensational touchdown! Boy, you go a long way before you'll see any greater play, any greater catch than the one just made by Ray Renfro of North Texas State. Who picked off that aerial throw by Otto Graham, running full tilt. And the Browns pour it on the Detroit Lions here in the first half. 34-10 right now. Incidentally, Renfro can really fly. He has peeled off 100 yards in 9-5 and was a conference sprint champion. And the kick is good. Lucas throws a boot that ball. Out of the end zone, completely over the end zone. Thing they've got going all out. Lane looking for a target. Right down the middle it goes. Racing Jug Girard can't have it as he tried to get under the ball down around the Cleveland 40-yard line. Think to the left side by about 20 yards. Split right end is Girard again. Down the middle it goes. Girard can't get it. A personal foul. Gives the Detroit Lions a first down up on their own 35 to the left side of the Lion backfield. This is Lane. What protection. Now throws Dope Walker. Walker to the 40, 45. With a good block thrown by Jug Girard, Walker's down to the Cleveland Brown 35-yard line, or very close, before he is knocked out of bounds. He is flanked to the left again. Jug Girard split right in. Lane again looks for somebody. Shoots it to the near sideline, over the head of its intended receiver, Jug Girard. Flanks as a right, or splits as a right end, and Doran flanks as a halfback. Lane throws to Girard. Girard is hit and belted out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. by Warren Lahr, number 24 of the Cleveland Browns. Splits as a right end. Walker flanks, and here is the give to Walker on that reverse. Now Walker fakes the pass. Running at him is Ford, and Ford trips him up. Number 80, Len Ford, caught him from the rear and tripped up Walker just as he was trying to set his sights to fire downfield. Walt Michaels, number 34, was also in on the chase, as was number 74, Mike McCormick. Lions ball, second down, still 10, on the Brown 24. And we have another timeout. Side of the backfield. That leaves Hornschmeyer and Walker back there. The pass down the middle is completed to Girard. The end bobbles the ball. A big cloud up down there at the 15. Girard lost the ball. And the Cleveland Browns recover with Walt Michaels on the bottom of the pile. Reynolds is now flanked to the left side of the Brown backfield. The give goes to the fullback right up the middle. And the first half of today's exciting Pro Championship game, fans. But don't run off, because we've got some interesting halftime activities coming right up. The tip-off on what we were to expect came in the very first play from scrimmage, when the Detroit Lions came on first and 10 on their own 17, and the fullback Bill Bowman went sailing downfield all the way to the Cleveland Brown 33-yard line before anyone was able to stop him. That certainly should have given us some indication of what we could have expected, because it's been that wide open, exciting brand of football. And Joe Bolden, whom you've heard a moment ago, was saying that this is the greatest football that he has ever seen. And although we expected it to be tremendous football this afternoon for the World's Championship here in Cleveland, I don't think anybody could honestly say that they expected it to be quite this thrilling, quite so exciting. Cleveland leads the Detroit Lions by a score of 35-10 here at halftime. Had 9 first downs, the Detroit Lions 10. Total yards gained, the Cleveland Browns gained 155, the Detroit Lions 237. And to break it down for you now, the Browns gained 4 first downs rushing, the Lions 5. The Browns picked up 4 first downs passing, the Lions 4. And both teams acquired a first down via the penalty route. The yards gained rushing, net yardage for Cleveland, 55 yards. For the Lions, 125 yards. The yards gained passing for the Browns, 100. For the Detroit Lions, 112. And the total yardage again for Cleveland, 155. For the Lions, 237. Now, the Cleveland Browns attempted 7 forward passes this afternoon and completed 5 in the first half. And the Lions tried 19 passes and completed 10. The Browns have had 2 passes intercepted. The Lions have also had 2 passes intercepted. The yards gained by interception or return, the Cleveland Browns returned their 2 interceptions for 49 yards. The Lions returned their interceptions for 14 yards. Yards in 10 plays, and now here is our second half with Martin kicking off. And the reception down there by number 46, Reynolds, out of the open momentarily over the Brown 30. And then it's hit by the kicker himself, Jim Martin, number 62. Browns on their own 31-yard line. Watching Reynolds, who is flanked just slightly, an inside flanker. That's Bassett trying the center of the Lion forward wall with Bingaman, number 65, and linebacker Joe Schmidt, number 56, making the stopping tackle. The gain is out to about the 34. Pickup of 3. Second and 7 for the Browns on the Brown 34. Well, the Browns on their own 34. Watch Graham. That's his pass to number 80, Len Ford, the big end, and he is down to about the Brown 44-yard line before the Lions are able to hold him. 330-pound of Bingaman in there, and Doak Walker, who is going both ways today, offensively and defensively for the Lions. And the other end is Ford. Check me on that Lavelli now. Here is Graham keeping, and it runs head-on into Schmidt. Joe Schmidt, the linebacker, who stopped Otto after he crossed the 45. It is a six-man line, a 6-2-3. And piling into the center goes Bassett again. He's out to about midfield before the center of that line, led up by Bingaman, number 65, number 74, Bob Miller, and 86, Jimmy Kane, defensive end, made the tackle right at midfield. Gain of three. Brown ball, third down, four on the 50-yard line. Waveland fans as he hits the Lion bench. Graham, good fake by Graham, looking to throw. Look at the way he evades those tacklers, and a good block. Here's his pass. And it is completed to Darryl Brewster on the Lions 7. Jim Davis and Jack, or rather Joe Walker. David and Walker went up into the air, number 25 and number 37, to try and stop the pass reception. But Brewster was equal to the task, and in some miraculous fashion came down with the ball on the Detroit Lions 7-yard line. Here's a ball game full of everything. Tremendous defensive play on occasion. Scintillating runs. Tremendous catches. First and goal for the Browns on the Lions 7. This is Graham, number 14. Chasing was linebacker Schmidt, number 56. There's his toss. Incomplete and almost intercepted in the end zone by Doak Walker. Well, against the Detroit Lions. Moves the ball down to the 4. And it is first and goal to go. In there at fullback. And here is quarterback. Look at those goalposts. Did he or did he not get in there? Browns did not score. It's on the line, 1-yard line or less. On the quarterback sneak, Graham scores. Well, if this is to be the final game that Graham is to play in the National Football League, there's a penalty marker dropped on the field. Let's hold on, maybe. And they face and are going to penalize. Hold on, no they're not. They just spot the ball out for the point after touchdown. Just hold on until we get a look at the official, and he'll let us know what it was all about. Penalty against the Lions declined by the Browns. As I say, if this is to be the last game that Graham is to play in the National Football League, it certainly will be a tremendous one. Watching the point after touchdown attempt by Lou Groza. And the kick is good. And Groza boots this one right out of the end zone, down toward the closed end of this horseshoe here in Cleveland. So it'll be Lions ball, first and 10 on the Lion 20-yard line. And we certainly hope that you'll be viewing that game, watching Bobby Lane. And he completes his pass to the big halfback, who is known to everybody in there. Walt Michaels, number 34. Don Paul, number 20. Number 74, Mike McCormick. And Len Ford, number 80. Think of it, January the 1st, we've got another great classic. The East-West game intercepted by Kenny Cobbs. Cobbs is down to the line, 20, 15, and that's it. Watching Otto Graham. And trying to move with the ball is his halfback, Reynolds, number 46. He made little or no yard. Maybe he did pick up a yard before Joe Schmidt was able to hold on to him. That flip pass to the new fullback, Morrison. Morrison the 5. Morrison, boom! These world champion Detroit Lions this afternoon with a most obvious vengeance. The score, Cleveland Browns 48, the Detroit Lions 10. Watching your point after touchdown by Groza. And the kick is good. Good crowd, perfect weather. Well, that's the first time that Groza hasn't hit the end zone for a while. That's Girard, he's to the 20. Still on his feet, 25, and now he's down. Flank to the left of the Brown backfield, and the new quarterback is Stefanski, the fourth best passer in the National League this year. Still trying to throw. He can't do it now. Off Massey. 215-pounder poured in on him. Tom Stefanski, number 19, is thrown back to the Detroit Lions 9-yard line. Stefanski, number 19, is the new quarterback. And he completes his pass up here on about the 28-yard line to Jug Girard. Oh, under center is Stefanski, the quarterback, number 19. Incompleted pass intended for Dorn Dibble. Girard, number 23, to punt. Lone safety upfield is Kenny Kant. Lets it bounce to the Cleveland 20. And that's it. The 83 riding him down was Jim Doran, 6'2", 200-pounder from Iowa State. Threes, 13s, and combinations of. This is Graham handing off. Tripped up immediately coming through. Set outside as a flank back to the left of the Brown backfield. And here's that give again to that driving man, Freddie Morrison, who piles out to about the 25. Good hard running. The backfield man illegally in motion. Sets him back, second down now, and 14. Sets him back, second down now, and 14. Watching Graham, still in there at quarterback. Ball back on the 17. Here's the flip pass to Morrison, the fullback, and Morrison is finally ridden to earth by Jerry Perry, number 70. Dub Jones is the flank back. Graham looks for someone to throw to, and it is partially blocked and then caught, and I don't know whether they'll allow it as a completed pass or not. Bill Reynolds. It was partially blocked in there by one of the Detroit linemen. Racing in and spearing it upfield after it was partially blocked was Ray Renfro, number 26, and they will allow it as a completed pass. Four for the Browns. And Gillum comes on for one of his infrequent kicks. 23, Jug Girard. 37, Doak Walker. Deep safeties downfield. Gillum almost missed that kick. Hit on the 45 to the 40. 35. That's Girard, who scampers out of the way. And it rolls dead on the Detroit Lion, 28-yard line. Darren is flanked to the left. Split right end is Jug Girard. The give goes to Luke Carpenter, number 34. Ran into his own blocker. Ooh. And they're hitting. Don Cullo pulled in to put the stopping tackle on Lou Carpenter at about the Cleveland 25, or the Detroit 25, that's actually shy of it, so we'll call it the 24. Line is spot where the ball is resting right now. So second down, 9. Stefanski, number 19, is passed to Lou Carpenter. Carpenter to the 30, 35. And number 22, Kenny Kahn, made sure that he stayed down after 42 Tommy James and slowed up Luke Carpenter. There against the Detroit Lions and against the Browns. So one nullifies the other. And we're ready to go again with second down, 9 on the Lion 29-yard line. Offensively, Jim Doran is flanked. Here is Lou Carpenter, 34, over the 35, before Walt Michaels is able to stop him. The gain is good to about the 36-yard line. About 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The gift to 34, Carpenter. A penalty marker, however, is down. Carpenter spun his way by Don Paul and finally dropped by Tommy James right about at the 40-yard line. Penalty marker has been dropped, and we'll wait for the official sign. Well, these Detroit Lions this afternoon are up against a Cleveland Brown team that seemingly would not be denied. And in talking to Van Patrick, the very excellent broadcaster of the Lions, prior to today's ball game, we were informed that the Lions were well aware of the fact that they were in for a very busy afternoon and put absolutely no stock in stories that a whammy could defeat as fine a team as the Cleveland Browns. It's a first down for the Lions at the 40. All ready to go again. The Lions and the good fake by Delinsky now zips out there over the 45, and that's about as far as Tommy can go. Yeah, Tommy Delinsky evidently was shaken up on that last play, so Bobby Lane is back into the ball game. And there's Lane throwing, and it is incomplete. Intended to Judge Garage, one of the officials. Evidently had to sit down in a little bit of the slippery footing that is off the turf here on the sideline. Watching Bobby Lane, number 22, operating at quarterback. Here's his pass to Luke Carpenter. Carpenter to the 50, still on his feet, fighting for an extra yard, is finally held at the 45-yard line. A military salute. A personal foul against the Cleveland Browns. So it's Lions ball, first and 10 on the Cleveland Brown 30-yard line. Lane looking for somebody. There it goes, down the middle. Incompleted forward pass. Intended for the offensive left end, Dorn Dibble. But it normally goes with an end at 83. Lane throwing. Incompleted pass. And the intended receiver was Jug Gerard. There's Lane throwing. And he's got his man, Dibble, number 87, whose progress is down to about the 17-yard line. The tackle there made by Tommy James. Tommy caught the Dorn with 1 foot off the ground and just picked him up and carried him. So it'll be Lion ball, first and 10 now, down on the Cleveland Brown 17-yard line. Win 3 world championships in a row. Lane passing, and that's Lou Carpenter on the receiving end at the 20-yard line. Second and 13. Lane lobs it to Carpenter, 34, with blockers in front of him. He is down to about the 13. Third. Here is Lane with a flip pass to Bowman, the fullback, who is just to about the 10-yard line. Mike McCormick, middle guard, slipped over there to help on the tackle along with Walt Michaels, number 34, linebacker for the Cleveland Browns. On defensive line now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And Lane pitches out to Gerard. Gerard spins, try to evade Kenny Kahns, but it wouldn't be. And at the end of three quarters of play, the score stands at 49-10 in favor of the Cleveland Browns. All ready to go with the Browns leading the Lions, 49-10. The Lions picked up first down on the Browns 6, and here is Lane throwing, and it is intercepted by one of the Cleveland, and the big fellow Len Ford has up to midfield and is finally stopped at about the Detroit Lions 45-yard line. A flat pass that was speared by alert defensive play on the part of end Lenny Ford. Harley Sewell and Jug Gerard made the stopping tackle. So that'll be the fourth interception of the afternoon for the Cleveland Browns. Graham asks the Cleveland fans to be a little more quiet, and then hands off to his fullback, Freddie Morrison. And Morrison is unable to penetrate the center of that line. Five, the Browns in possession on the Lion 45. Reynolds is flanked out. The give goes to that fullback and driving in there. The number 25 that jumped on top of the pile is defensive halfback Jim David. And the big fellow, number 78, who escorted him to one side as if to reprimand him slightly, is tackle Johnny Sandusky. Well, it's costing the Detroit Lions yardage. 15. Here comes referee Timlin to give us that sign. Military salute, personal foul against the Detroit Lions. So it now becomes Brown's ball, first and 10, on the Detroit Lion, 26-yard line. And in flanking Reynolds at halfback out to the right side of his own backfield, here's Graham. On the attempted delay block, Morrison is hitting his own backfield and dropped by Laverne Torgerson and Jim Doran. Torgerson, the linebacker, Doran, a defensive end. Defensive play of that sort is commonplace in the All-Pro game. And that's one, a football classic that you'll see January the 16th coming out of Los Angeles, California. It's flanks wide to the right. And a fake by Graham. Here's his pass. Down the middle, hits his man on about the 24-yard line. Danny Lavelli, 86, who is stopped by Gorilla Vets. Again with the same offensive formation. Reynolds flank wide to the right. The left hand is tucked in motion is Hanulak, number 44. And the flip goes to the fullback. Morris, who fumbles, big pile up. And Detroit recovers with, I believe, number 70, Gerald Perry under the pile. Also remind you over many of the same stations. And little to no gain on that play. Carrying was Luke Carpenter. And he is stopped by getting up now as Gain, Bob Gain, number 79. Here's Lane throwing, intended for Dorn Dibble. Kenny Kahn's over there, number 22. And he's running in a backfield spot as a halfback now. Lane looking for somebody to hit. And it is incomplete and almost intercepted by Warren Lahr. Tommy, Warren was trying to make a shoestring catch. Guard, number 23, prepares to boot for the Lions. Quite a shocker. The Lions were favored by 2.5 points. What a beautiful zooming punt. And Collins takes it via the fair catch routine down on the 23-yard line of the Browns. Lavelli at one end, Darryl Brewster at the other. Hanulak on the backfield. The give goes to the fullback. And pouring in there goes Morrison. Out to about the 25-yard line. And Jones set wide to the right. And the give to Hanulak. And here comes Chet the Jet, as they sometimes call him. Out pretty close to the 30. Watching Otto Graham at quarterback. And the give to Doug Jones. Jones tried to cut back in, ran into trouble from linebacker Joe Schmidt and Laverne Torgerson also over there. And Gillum will punt. Jug Girard calling for the fair catch at the Detroit Lion 37. So it'll be Lions ball, first and 10 on their own 37-yard line. Detroit Lions now, first and 10 on the Lion 37. That's Lane. And his intended receiver down that way was Dorn Dibble. Incompleted forward pass. So it'll be now Lions ball, second down 10 on the Lion 37. In such a time and throws for that spot. Here's Lane throwing again down the middle. Leon Hart, and he's downed to the Cleveland Brown 43. Kenny Kahn's pulled the big fellow down. Lane going to work again, looking for a target. A long one downfield. Is Cloyce Fox was the intended receiver as he tried to evade the defender Tommy James down between the Brown 5 and 10 yard line. Second and 10. Lane down the middle again is short of his intended receiver. The intended receiver being Dorn Dibble. The ball hits the ground about on 35. And Lane again looks for somebody to throw to. He tried Hart, but Hart falling down under the pass, couldn't quite control it at about the 33. They're going to let Gerard have a boot if he is of a mind to boot. That's what he does, angles for this near sideline. And it is going out of bounds at about the 11-yard line of the Cleveland Browns. Wish that he would retire, though, by those fellas in the blue uniforms down there. Here's the give, and out to about the 13-yard line. Head every time I hear it, too. Watching Otto Graham. Here's one way downfield. Lavelli trying to have. Can't get it. Down at about the midfield marker. Danny Lavelli, number 86 from Ohio State. Incidentally, there's an interesting story about Lavelli having to do with his unusual gait as a runner. When Paul Brown was coaching Ohio State, he first noticed this unusual gait and decided that perhaps Lavelli, who was a backfield man, might not develop into a great backfield man, but perhaps he could reach his goal as an end. What do you think? I think he's made it, but good. Well, those are the little things that make a coach the great success that Paul Brown is. And like stories can be told of a great fellow named Buddy Parker. Here's Graham, and the give to Morrison, the fullback. He's out pretty close to the 20-yard line. Doak Walker dropped back as twin safeties for the Detroit Lions. And Gillum waiting for the pass. And it slipped off the side, but a good spiral to Gerard on the 37. Going toward the far sideline. That's number 20 that breaks into your picture with Don Paul. He did tear in there, did he not? Don played college football at Washington State. 6'4", 190. 6'4", 190. They spot the ball on the Detroit Lion 34. Now go to work offensively. Doak Walker with it. Over the 40. Ooh. Lynn Ford took him down. Chased by Laverne Torgerson, number 53. Lane throwing, and it's reflected back, intercepted by Ken Pons. Pons has spun off his feet at the 40 by Doak Walker. Graham flanks Reynolds to the right side. He's got his right end Lavelli split out about 20 yards and gives to Chet the Jet Hamulak to the 30, to the Lions 20, still on his feet. And is finally held by number 70, Gerald Perry, just as he was about to squirm away from Bill Stitz, number 20, down on the 16-yard line of the Detroit Lions. Watching Graham. And there is Reynolds this time, down to about the 10. Catching him from the rear was Perry. However, the initial contact made by Joe Schmidt, number 56, a linebacker, guard line. And the gift to Hanulak, he is over. Split the middle and zoomed in the 10 yards needed for another touchdown for the Cleveland Browns. The eighth of the afternoon. Watching now Groza as he tries that point after touchdown. And the kick is good. And I guess the understatement of the year would be to say the Browns have completely taken the play away from the Lions this afternoon. That's Joe Walker, number 37, to the 10, 15, 20. Good block. And then out of bounds to stop that clock up around the Lion 26-yard line. Backfield. And Lane now gives on a delay buck to Lou Carpenter, number 34, who found little or no daylight in that Cleveland line. Lane looking for someone to throw to. He's got Leon Hart, who couldn't hold on to the ball, up on about the 38. That's about it. Here is Lane again looking. And he's got his receiver this time, up at about the 41-yard line. Here is Lane looking again. Plenty of time, shoots it, and it's incomplete, and then intercepted by Len Ford, number 80, of the Cleveland Browns. I think it bounced right out of the hands of Jim Doran, I'm not sure, or Bill Bowman, number 33. Lane flipped it to Bowman, and Bowman couldn't hold on. It was bounced away from him, and Len Ford went circling around, picked it out in midair, and was knocked down at about the 49-yard line. Paging through that record book. And a penalty marker goes down on this play. And offsides, the sign given are offside. Freddie Morrison, fullback for the Browns, trying to run up the middle. Reynolds, number 46. He's down to about the Lion 45. That's Ratterman. Had a fumble. Recovered in there by the Detroit Lions, I believe. Down to the left side by about 30 yards. Way, way over here. Lou Carpenter on the delay buck. Comes over the middle for about 4 yards. Down to about the Brown 46. Watching Lane of the Lions. Him slip off those tacklers, and that's as far as he can go. Doing a beautiful job downfield covering Leon Hart is Tommy James, number 42, at the 45. Lane now fading throws, and almost intercepted again by number 24, Warren Lahr of the Cleveland Browns, intended for Jug Gerard over there. Browns don't have a safety man back there, so Gerard takes his time and boots it right down the middle for the Kauffman corner, over toward this near sideline for the Kauffman corner, and a beauty it is. The world champion Detroit Lions to be ashamed of. Running off the clock, here is Reynolds hitting into the right side of the Brown line. Picked up a little or no yardage. Trying for their third time to win that pro championship. Ratterman keeps on a quarterback sneak. Comes out about to the 9-yard line. Just trying to chew up the clock now. And that's it. That's the wake-up play of the game here at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. And the Cleveland Browns won it by a score of 56-10. And in just a moment, fans, we'll bring you a quick summary of today's action.
Well, of course, Cleveland is overjoyed. They have lost 2 times running to Detroit. But the Browns are the champions of the world again. They won from the Los Angeles Rams back in 1950, and it's the third time that Cleveland has reigned as top dog in the National Football League. Otto Graham was simply superb. He ran 3 touchdown runs, he threw 3 others, and Hanulak and Morrison scored, all total 8 touchdowns for Cleveland. It was a great team effort and a great bit of work by Paul Brown. Just consider that Cleveland intercepted no less than 6 passes, they recovered fumbles, and every time they got a break, they took advantage of it. I don't have to tell you, Otto Graham has established many, many records. Groza has established a record for points after touchdown in 1 game. So, no one could hardly believe. Detroit led 3-0 in the first quarter, and yet Cleveland broke the game wide open. It was a gigantic offensive football game, and we will remember it a long, long time. Chuck, it's been very nice to talk with you and to see this great affair. And we just hope that we have many, many more like it. Happy New Year to everybody.
Thank you very much, Byron Song. That's the story from Municipal Stadium in Cleveland this afternoon. And again, I'll give you that final score. The Cleveland Browns 56, the Detroit Lions 10. And this is Chuck Thompson inviting you to join us again next year for another season of professional football thrills.
The most tremendous job, of course, is very obvious, was turned in by Paul Brown. He started early in the season with a team to rebuild and a lot of new boys on his club, Bob, and everything like that. And they just came along stronger and stronger. And how strong can they get? I don't know. It's a good thing the season is over, I guess, if that's an indication of them gathering power as they went along. However, they were mentally alert and keen and on the ball. You could see that they're hitting tremendously hard on their tackles and on their blocks. And I think the fact that Otto Graham possibly was playing his last ball game, Bob, had a lot to do with that, too. It was an inspired performance by the Cleveland club. There's no doubt about it. I don't think it was so much the shortcoming of the Detroit Lions.
Today's episode is brought to you by ThisDayInTheNFL.com. Celebrating football's greatest moments, one day at a time. Listen to classic broadcasts, explore historic games, and keep the legacy of the NFL alive at ThisDayInTheNFL.com.